his next personal growth talks on Tuesdays here live on Instagram. So I'm doing this short personal growth talk every Tuesday, and in January it's all about goals. In my previous session I talked about internalizing goals and having a daily practice of rehearsing and remembering my goals and setting intentions. So that was the more mental part, and today I'm gonna talk about my year review. I mean my year compass. So how I actually schedule goals and put them in an overview and make sure I reach them. So it's a little bit of the yin and yang. So the mental part, what I discussed last week, was really about, okay, where am I headed? Can I already incorporate, internalize where I'm headed in my life, in my identity, so how I feel about myself, and can I minimize doubt? And today is about, okay, what are the short-term actions, and what are the short-term goals? Because I believe in a combination, it's about action as well, and about evaluating how that action is giving you, showing you progress. So, this is my way of living my life consciously, and I hope, I think I can help you with this method. So, how I practically do this. I know my year goals, so where I want to stand at the end of the year. I've written it out as a story. I even wrote it down in the past tense. So I say on the 31st December 2021, I have accomplished, or I feel, or I've lived this year. So that's very clear. And then I decide which elements I can already do in the first quarter. So in Q1. And I try to keep it really simple, yet holistic. So I will mention something about my health in Q1. So the 1st of April, about where I want to be with my business, about relationships, about financial things. So my Q1 goals are still, it's not a long story, because I want to focus on action, and I don't want to make it too big, but I use a few pointers that make sure I'm headed in the right direction for my year goals. So yeah, in one column I have my year goals, longer, then the short column where I say, okay, these are the things where I want to be at the end of the first quarter, so the 1st of April. And then with those quarterly goals in mind, I'm going to the third column. That is the month goals. So in this regard, it's January. So I set some goals for January. As well, holistically, so based on my health, my business, my finance, my relationships, my personal development. So again, it's more like a bulleted list. It's not a big story of or enormous thing, because it's only for 31 days. And then I even move to the week goals, and it's just a few bullets, the main priorities for me for the upcoming week. In the week goals, I work more with habits. So new habits that I'm adopting. Because I know that in the end, my habits will bring me to my goals and to everything that I want. So I focus in my week goals more on a few habits that I'm building up. Because at first, when you want to create a habit, you need to do it very consciously. You need to remind yourself of doing that exercise, or drinking just one coffee. And then at one point it's a habit, so you don't have to write it down anymore. It's just, yeah, it's stronger than that. So, okay, practically this is how I write it down. I will at the end of this live, I will give you the link to the template. But I, more importantly, is that I keep using it. So I have those quarterly, monthly, and weekly goals, but I keep reviewing it and I evaluate it. So daily, I start with my setting my daily priorities, just a few, and I calibrate my daily priorities with my week goals. So I'm just seeing, okay, am I heading to my week goals or not? And then weekly, every Sunday, I evaluate my entire week and I set new week goals based on my January goals. Hope you start having, start understanding what I do. And then every month, I evaluate the entire month and set new goals for the new month. So in 2 weeks from now, I will do that for February. When I set goals for February, I will look at my Q1, my first quarter goals, to see if I'm, if I'm at the right position. What I do as well is that I rate my month with a 1 to 10 based on 6 life areas. So in this way, I can see how I progress over the year in my life areas. And then every quarter, I will do a bigger evaluation of the past quarter and I will set goals for Q2. But I will do that on the 1st of April. So, in the course of the year, I stay flexible. So it's not rigid. So if I see that a goal, a Q1 goal, is not the right goal anymore, I will change it. But I'm just using those goals as a compass to move through my year and to, in the end, arrive at my year goals, because that's the bigger goal. I will also make sure that my year goals are much bigger than my quarterly goals. So my quarterly goals are usually 1/10 of my year goals, because if you do the right things, if you adopt the right habits, then your results will also go exponentially. So it's not that I just say I wanna have helped 1,000 people in my business and then I will do 1/4 of that number in the first quarter. I usually go a little bit lower, 1/10 or something like that. What is this year compass giving me? It's giving me an helicopter view of my year, so I always know where I'm at. And I just make sure that I live my days and my weeks consciously. I don't let days or weeks go by without progress. So I'm really close on the ball, but at the same time, I'm always focused on what is the best thing I can do next. So which activity today is gonna help me forward the most. So partly I'm really focusing on grabbing the things that I do and grabbing and controlling also my progress. But I'm also letting it go and giving myself time to be creative and to be even crush my goals much faster. So it's a combination of looking at the dashboard in my car, but also looking outside and see if I can go faster or take a different route. So the dashboard is just giving me information on where am I standing and how am I going, how am I doing. So if you want to get my year compass template, then you can do this practice as well. Just the 4 columns as I described, the year, the quarter, the month, and the week. Then go to my link in bio. There is my Linktree with several links, useful links. And the first one is the Year Compass. So you can get that for free. And if you think, okay, I need some help, or I still need to set my year goals and I want to use a proven method for it, then you can use our GrowTribute goal setting method for setting those goals. And you can find the link to the goal setting kit in my link in bio as well. So yeah, I think a lot of information, but I think it's good to mention that I use this practical method as well, next to just visualizing my future and familiarizing myself with where I'm headed. But I'm also looking at a dashboard. I call it my year compass. So yeah, I also don't leave it up to chance alone. So yeah, that was it for this week's Instagram Live personal growth talks. Next week I'm probably going to be talking about habits, but if you want to if you want something else, another topic, let me know and I will consider it. And but for now, thanks for watching. And yeah, again, if you want the year compass template, go to my link in bio and let me know if it's helpful and how you use it. All right, thank you and have a great day. Ciao.